You guys are watching NFL Daily presented by Manscaped. You can get 20% off and free shipping all of their incredible men's grooming products at manscaped.com/chat. That link, by the way, will be in both the comment section and in the description. So keep an eye on it. We'll tell you more about them later on in today's show. But we've got off-season grades for all 32 NFL teams to get into. Going in alphabetical order, I will try to go quick so you guys aren't here for a whole half hour, but I've graded each and every single team, beginning with the Arizona Cardinals. On each screen, you'll see an added kept grouping, lost players, and just a general note there. I did not ding Arizona for Nuke Hopkins' 6-game suspension, but that does hurt. That's not an ideal outcome for them. I didn't love what they did. They got Marquise Brown, cool. Did they get better? I'm honestly not so sure that they did. That's a red flag for me. All right, the Falcons next up here. Now, they're in a unique spot of having a bit of a forced rebuild. They tried to get Deshaun Watson. When that didn't happen, Matt Ryan said, actually, you know what? I'm out of here. So they lose some key players, Russell Gage, you know, Foye Olukun as well. I love the Case Hero pickup. I like getting Drake London, but they didn't want to rebuild. And now they have to, swapping out Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota, getting those two and losing Matt Ryan. Time for a good option. That is the Baltimore Ravens. They, of course, I loved their draft more than anybody. Kyle Hamilton, Tyler Linderbaum. Didn't really lose that much talent. Bradley Bozeman, Sammy Watkins. They, of course, trade away Marquise Brown as well. They bring in Marcus Williams and Morgan Moses. The only thing this team is missing, maybe another corner, and another receiver. This is as close to an A-plus grade as I gave out this year. Another winner, the Buffalo Bills. I actually like the Von Miller deal. Not everybody does. I'm a big fan of it. I love the Kyir Elam pickup. Their losses were, you know, some backup receivers or some rotation guys who aren't going to be key cogs in the offense anyway, and Cole Beasley and in Emmanuel Sanders. They're trying to win football games right now, and I applaud the Bills for doing so. They get a B-plus from me. The Carolina Panthers, a C-plus here. In a bubble, I like their draft. I like most of their offseason moves. I thought Austin Corbett, I thought the Bradley Bozeman pickups were awesome. I loved the Ike Nwankwo pick. I don't like losing Hassan Reddick for not that much. Wasn't a fan of that move. Fine losing Stephon Gilmore. My concern is this. Who is the Panthers quarterback? Matt Golden Corral is not ready yet. And Sam Darnold sucks. So I can't go higher than a C-plus until Carolina figures out the most important position on an NFL roster. The Chicago Bears, next up here. This is a tricky situation because I like what they did on defense. Kyler Gordon, Jaquan Brisker, awesome defensive picks. But I hate trading away Khalil Mack. Didn't make sense to me. Didn't like that move. And you have a young franchise QB in Justin Fields. Your biggest move is Byron Pringle, Lucas Patrick, and Velus Jones? That's not doing right by your franchise QB. It is a multi-year rebuild in Chicago. This is not a one-and-done fix. Next year, I bet they'll be ultra-aggressive to go get Justin Fields' help. But I did not like what they did on offense this offseason. So I want you to be honest with me with this question. Did your team win or lose the offseason? Type in W for they won it, or type in L for, ooh, they lost it. This is the pinned comment on today's video. So if the ad break comes here on YouTube, take advantage of it. Head down there and type in your W or your L. The Bengals, great job here. You talk about addressing your offensive line concerns, right? Three starters, Lyle Collins, Ted Karras, and Alex Kappa. I love what they did on that front. I like the Dax Hill pick as well. Didn't love their draft beyond Daxton Hill. I thought they had some reaches there. But they invested in the offensive line, and that was very smart on their front. A solid B for me. The Browns, an A-. They are all in on Deshaun Watson. Two of the best trades, by the way. Getting Watson, and I think maybe the best trade of the offseason, getting Amari Cooper, by the way. Kept David Njoku. I didn't like trading away Troy Hill. Did not love their draft that much. I actually didn't like their draft at all, factoring in the Deshaun Watson pick. So A- for Cleveland. they should be very happy with the direction they are trending. Cowboys fans do not feel the same way at this point. Their big offseason pickup before the draft was Dante Fowler, James Washington, or Ryan Nall. Those are the only three players outside the organization the Cowboys signed in free agency. That's not very good there. The question you always ask yourself, right, is did this team get better? What position did the Cowboys get better at? They stay the same at quite a few spots, but receiver, offensive line, edge, I don't think it's any better. And that is a huge problem for a team that is apparently still trying to win football games. C-minus for the Cowboys. Thought their draft was fine, but everything just screamed of averageness, which is not great for a team trying to win right now. The Denver Broncos, next up here. You get Russell Wilson, you are an automatic winner. You also throw in Randy Gregory. Look, Denver crushed it. Maybe they want one more offensive lineman to feel better on the right side, but I actually like the Billy Turner pickup. Denver is one of the biggest winners of the offseason, even if they don't win a title this year. It's very tough to win one, but they made the right choice in being aggressive to go get a championship right now. I love their move for Russell Wilson. The Lions, again, this is a slower process here. They're not going to be an overnight winner, but they didn't really lose anyone of note while adding guys like DJ Chark and Jameson Williams and Aiden Hutchinson. That's pretty good. Are the Lions suddenly going to be a 7 to 10 win team? No, probably not if we're being honest here, but that's okay. They know this is a longer rebuilding strategy. They are on the right path right now. Green Bay is a tough one for me because I like keeping Rasul Douglas and Devondre Campbell, and of course you kept Aaron Rodgers, but beyond that, you lost your two best receivers in Devontae Adams and MVS. You cut Billy Turner. You lost Lucas Patrick. You lost Adarius Smith. Getting back Rodgers helps. And I like Devontae Wyatt. We'll see if Christian Watson ends up being a piece for you long term. But that Devontae Adams loss hurts in a major, major way. That stung me. And that dropped the Packers grade an entire letter. It's a C in the end. How are you going to trot out a receiving core led by Alan Lazard with Aaron Rodgers in his championship window? I don't like that. The Texans, it's a B. This is again, multi-year rebuild that they are facing right now. The big loss was Justin Reed, but I like their draft. I liked a couple of the guys they picked up. Houston is still lacking that top-end talent. Like, name a superstar on the Texans. Maybe Brandon Cooks? Maybe name a star on the Texans. Brandon Cooks, Laremy Tunsil. It's a thin top of the talent roster. It's okay to be patient, though, if you are Houston. That is not a big deal. I give them a B for a solid offseason. Now, if you want to have some success off the field, if you want to be a winner, you should be using Manscaped, including the recently relaunched Ultra Smooth Package. Guys, I think I speak for many of you when you like it when your girl's smooth. And she probably likes it when you're smooth as well. So try it out. The Ultra Smooth Package, the best in men's shaving for downstairs technology that's out there. 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/chat. Use promo code chat to get 20% off and that free shipping as well. The Ultra Smooth Package has the Crop Exfoliator, the Crop Gel, and the very impressive shaving tools as well. So check the comment section and the description, and you can find that link for all of the Manscaped products in there. The Colts, I gave them a B+. And the big reason why is you took Carson Wentz and turned him into Matt Ryan. And that is a massive W for Indianapolis. Now, the lack of a first-round pick from the terrible Carson Wentz trade last year does hurt. But I didn't want to ding them too much, as that was a last-year failure in the end. Yannick Ngakoue, Stephon Gilmore, that's pretty good offseason pickups. I'd love some more offensive line help, but I think Indy had themselves a very nice offseason. Maybe nobody made more moves of the splashy variety than Jacksonville. Brandon Scherff, Trayvon Walker, a stunningly large contract for no reason for Christian Kirk. Foye Olukun, Fatakasi, all these big-time moves that Jacksonville made. I am about 50% on they were good, and some were not so good. Overall, they should be a better team. I don't know how efficiently they spent their draft capital or their money. Draft two off-ball linebackers and sign one to a massive deal. It almost felt like spending for spending's sake to an extent in Jacksonville. So it's not bad. It's an average C for me. All right, the Chiefs next up here. This would have been an A if they didn't lose Tyreek Hill. That one brought it down an entire letter grade, just like the Devontae Adams one for Green Bay. Justin Reed for Tyrann Mathieu, call it even there. I love their draft, but again, no Tyreek Hill. That hurts. That hurts them quite a bit from as far as I'm concerned. The Raiders, A-. The Devontae Adams trade carries this grade. I absolutely loved it. I was fine basically swapping out Chandler Jones, swapping out Yannick Ngakoue for Chandler Jones and Rocky Sin. I wouldn't mind the new right tackle, but I think the Raiders had themselves a very strong offseason. Hopefully it means they can make it back to the postseason this year. The Chargers had, I think, the best of all the AFC West teams all crushed it this offseason. J.C. Jackson, Khalil Mack, all coming aboard to L.A. I love it. Zion Johnson, great first-round pick. Biggest loss was Kaiser White. Chris Harris, who got replaced by a better player. The Chargers are all in right now, and they had easily one of the best off-seasons this year. Now, if you want more NFL YouTube videos, come to the right spot. Hit that big red button and subscribe for daily videos that are always free here at Chat Sports. The Rams, they won the Super Bowl, not so much the offseason. I love getting Bobby Wagner and Allen Robinson, and I like the Troy Hill pickup, but Joseph Noteboom got the bag, which was a bit of an aggressive move for me. Losing Robert Woods is whatever, but Von Miller, Darius Williams, Austin Corbett, those are actually significant losses. They have always found ways to spend money. They can make it happen. But this is not the same as adding Matthew Stafford last year from an impact perspective. The Dolphins also get an A. Tyreek Hill, Teron Armstead, Connor Williams, Chase Edmonds, and like three other backs who remember what they had last year. Their biggest loss, meanwhile, was Justin Coleman. Now, with a new regime in place, we'll see if the Dolphins win as many games as they did last year in the loaded AFC. But on paper, I think that roster has been upgraded. I love what Miami did. Now it is up to Tua and the offensive coaching staff to maximize all those playmakers that they have. All right, the Minnesota Vikings, a B. Just good, right? Like, not that many major losses, not that many major pickups beyond maybe Za'Darius Smith and being aggressive traders. This regime is trying to win right now. I don't have that many complaints with the Vikings offseason. Not that many, oh my God, I love it, options either. That's a good offseason. It's a B. I don't know what the Patriots are doing. Now, producer Jack is not here to agree with me on this, but he hates their offseason. They lost their best corner in J.C. Jackson for a pretty cheap contract. Lost two of their best interior offensive linemen in Shaq Mason and Ted Karras. And then had a really weird draft, which wasn't very good, at least based on the way I grade these players. So I don't know what the Patriots are doing. I thought they had the worst offseason of pretty much anyone in the NFL. So with that in mind, who do you think is the biggest NFL offseason loser this year? Is it the Patriots? Somebody else? I'm sure there'll be some Cowboys votes as well. Let me know in the comments. The Saints, I thought, had a good offseason. Not perfect, but good. They threw a lot of money at Jameis Winston, a lot of picks to go get Chris Olave, Trevor Penning. They added Jarvis Landry, which is okay, whatever. Tyrann Mathieu replaces Marcus Williams, 1-1 there. Plus, you got Marcus May after losing Malcolm Jenkins. I am worried about QB. I do think you downgraded head coach as well with no Sean Payton. Not bad. Not as elite as some of you might think, though. The Giants are rebuilding, and this is going to be a process. I loved Kayvon Thibodeau, Evan Neal picks. Not that many major losses in free agency. You know, you cut Logan Ryan, you move on from James Bradbury, you lose Evan Ingram. Oh, no. It's a rebuild for the Giants. Be patient. It's not going to be fixed in a night. The Jets, again, aggressive. And I love what they did. Lincoln Tomlinson comes in at guard. The offensive line's in great shape. You add two stud corners, I think, in DJ Reed and Sauce Gardner. Add some more receiver talent. CJ Uzomah, Tyler Conklin, Garrett Wilson. You do lose Marcus May. It's a safety loss, but the rest of those guys aren't that big of a deal. The Jets crushed the offseason. Now they need this team, quarterback, coach, front office included, to all come together and win more games. If the Jets don't win at least probably 5 or 6 games, there might be some changes again in the front office slash coaching staff for the Jets. Who do you think was the biggest offseason winner this year? I don't want you guys to be biased. I want you to pick the team you genuinely think won, not just your favorite team. Let me know in the comments. Philadelphia is a great answer for that last question. You get, with not that many losses beyond, I don't know, maybe Steven Nelson, Jordan Davis, Kaiser White, Hassan Reddick, A.J. Brown. The Eagles have set up Jalen Hurts to have no excuses this year. O-line is good, solid defense, playmakers on offense. If you ignore the quarterback position, I think you could argue Philadelphia has at least a top 5 roster in the NFL. Now they got to count on the quarterback to go make some more wins happen. The Steelers, you know, you add Miles Jack, I loved it. Added some O-line help, namely James Daniels. You lose some receivers, not that big of a deal, in Juju and James Washington. In the end, this comes down to Kenny Pickett and or Mitch Trubisky. It's one of those check-in in 5 years, and we'll know if it was an F or an A. If Pickett's your guy, it's an A. If he's not, it might end up being an F. Beyond the quarterback moves, though, I do like what Pittsburgh did. I'm going to give it a B. The 49ers get a C-. I like the Tre'Davious Ward pickup. No draft picks this year. I hate losing Lincoln Thomas. That's a big-time loss for them. DJ Jones, too. The lack of a Jimmy Garoppolo trade is a pretty big shocker for me. I thought for sure he'd have been dealt by the first day of the new league year. Shoulder surgery, without a doubt, and now the Niners are kind of stuck with his big contract, at least for now. Seattle is next up here, the last four teams. If you ignore the Russell Wilson loss, I love it. You know, you got Charles Cross, Rashad Penny is fine, Kenneth Walker. They had a good draft, I thought, for the first time in years. You overhauled your defense, and you lost your franchise QB. You lost your franchise defender in Bobby Wagner. That hurts. It's a C-minus for Seattle. It is going to take time for them. I am actually fine not taking a QB early. Go get one next year, because Drew Lock ain't your guy. What do you think was the singular best move of the entire NFL offseason? The one move, be it draft or free agency, that you're like, wow, that is the best move I've seen all season. I'm curious what you guys have to say. Sound off in the comments. Tampa, hey, they got back Tom Brady. That's a big help right there. Back for at least one more year. They also got Shaq Mason somehow. They kept Carlton Davis, Chris Godwin. Some notable losses, namely on that interior of the offensive line, Kappa, the surprise found out, Ilmar Pep. We'll see if Gronk comes back. But getting back Brady when he was retired for about a month then came back is a pretty big W for Tampa, who should be one of the favorites in the NFC. The Titans, all right, Robert Woods, I love it. Austin Hooper, Treylon Burks, Harold Landry, you lose nobody of note. That's awesome. Oh, wait. A.J. Brown got traded. So much like Tyreek Hill and Devontae Adams, I can't get past that trade. That's a huge loss for a team trying to win games right now. Beyond that, probably a B-plus off season. Factor it in, give it a C-plus. And the Commanders. I don't get it. Receivers in better shape with Jahan Dotson. Running back, too. You kept J.D. McKissick and drafted Brian Robinson. Guard is worse off, losing Brandon Scherff and Eric Flowers with Andrew Norwell coming in. And you filled your biggest need with Carson Wentz. It didn't work in Indy or at the end in Philly. So why would it work in Washington? That's a D-plus for me. I think they still got to go find an actually good QB.